Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, March 24th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Intel announced Intel Foundry Services as a standalone company, which will offer SoCs with x86, ARM, and RISC-V cores, as well as leveraging Intel's IP portfolio of core design and packaging technologies to third-party customers using industry-standard design tools. Intel also announced it will invest $20 billion in two new chip fabs in Arizona, set to go online in 2024, and that 7-nanometer consumer chip production is on schedule to start in volume in 2023. Android Police's sources say Qualcomm plans to release a 5G-capable Android 12-powered game console with a form factor similar to a Nintendo Switch, with detachable side controllers and support for display-out content to a connected TV, with a targeted $300 price point. The current launch target is Q1 2022. Qualcomm will include the Google Play Store and hopes to include the Epic Game Store as well, and eventually build its own content portal. At a meeting of the Improving Web Advertising Business Group, Google engineer Michael Kleber said the company currently isn't testing its third-party cookie replacement, Federated Learning of Cohorts, or FLoC, in the EU over concerns it violates GDPR and the e-privacy directive. The issue is that publishers will not be providing users with clear notice and choice about how their data will be used to create cohorts. Microsoft released critical updates to fix four vulnerabilities in Microsoft Exchange servers on March 2nd. Despite Microsoft urging immediate attention to the zero-day vulnerabilities, F-Secure reports that only about half of the visible Exchange servers on the internet have been patched, and criminals are attacking tens of thousands of them a day. Slack rolled out Connect DMs, letting any Slack user direct message another, even if outside an organization. To send messages, users must send email invitations. Once accepted, the DMs appear in the Slack sidebar, though organizations retain control of their own messages in these conversations. Amazon announced a new Montreal-based game studio Tuesday with plans to create original AAA games with an initial focus on a new online multiplayer title. This is Amazon's fourth studio and run by Ubisoft's Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege team. Tesla now allows customers to buy vehicles with Bitcoin in the U.S., coming to other countries later this year. Bitcoin used to purchase a vehicle must come from a single wallet and can take up to 6 hours to process. Mozilla released Firefox 87, which now includes SmartBlock, which uses stand-in scripts for embedded third-party trackers so that pages still load in an intended page rendering sequence without sending any actual data. The browser also includes improved referrer trimming, which removes query data usually sent back to site operators when requesting content. The music streaming service Qobuz is bringing 24-bit high-res streaming to Sonos speakers. Any Sonos speaker using the Sonos S2 app supports the higher quality streams. The mobility company Lime is offering app-free scooter rentals in over half of its markets, with users scanning a QR code to quickly launch an Apple App Clip or Android Instant App experience to unlock the scooter. The company is also offering free reservations for up to 10 minutes on e-scooters and bikes. OnePlus announced the $159 OnePlus Watch, offering a round 1.39-inch OLED panel, a claimed two-week battery life, IP68 weatherproofing, as well as Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and GPS, but no cellular option. The device runs real-time operating system-style software rather than Wear OS, with a companion Android app at launch, available April 14th. The Verizon Media Group plans to rebrand most of its media franchises as Yahoo Services, with plans to offer a subscription to these services under the name Yahoo Plus, although niche brands like TechCrunch, Autoblog, and Engadget will not be rebranded. Verizon currently has 3 million subscribers to Yahoo Services, including Yahoo Fantasy, Yahoo Finance, and Yahoo Mail. Incoming Amazon CEO Andy Jassy informed employees the company hired Tableau CEO Adam Selipsky to replace Jassy as CEO of AWS. Selipsky worked at Amazon from 2005 to 2016, most recently serving as vice president for AWS sales, marketing, and support. And finally, VTech announced the Kitty Zoom Print Cam, a $75 digital camera with an integrated thermal printer, set for release this summer. Pictures take about 30 seconds to print and cost around 1 cent per image. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.